Turkey has summoned a senior U.S. diplomat in Ankara to protest Washington's support for a Kurdish militia group in Syria. The Turkish Foreign Ministry has told American Chargé d'Affaires that the U.S. must stop arming and training the YPG. In Washington, a State Department spokesman confirmed the meeting occurred but did not give further details. Relations between the U.S. and Turkey have been tense over multiple issues, including Washington's decision in 2017 to give weapons to the YPG. The White House says the group is the most effective fighting force against Daesh, but the Turkish government calls it a terrorist organization linked to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, which is fighting against Ankara. Radio host Jacob Music says Turkey cannot ignore the role of the YPG forces in battling Daesh in Syria.
The United States and Turkey split when it comes to this Kurdish nationalist leftist alliance that has been most successful in northern Iraq and also in the corner, the northeast corner of Syria, where they have control of about one-third of the country. The United States funds them for a variety of reasons, partially to destabilize the nation states in the area, but partially also because they were very effective against Islamic State. Along with Hezbollah and the Syrian Arab Army, the Kurdish forces have been some of the most consistent enemies of the Takfiri Islamic State, Daesh Caliphate, and they've also been very successful. And they're going to be an integral part of this peace process and the national reconciliation in Syria as we move forward.